course, a candidate for the Republican nomination for president. Senator Cruz, thanks for joining us today. And I want to ask you a few questions here on this Maryland primary day about what a President Cruz administration might look like. Is that all right?
Sure. Absolutely.
So let's start with the Department of Justice. I think many Americans believe this is the most politicized Department of Justice under President Obama. I wonder, with the IRS scandal, the Fast and Furious scandals, the Clinton email scandal, which is still being investigated, when you're president, will you direct your attorney general to reopen and investigate those issues?
Absolutely. You know, one of the saddest things we've seen over the last 7 years has been a Department of Justice that is partisan, that is politicized. The Department of Justice has a long and bipartisan tradition of being outside of political and partisan battles and simply being faithful to the law. And sadly, the Obama administration has not followed that pattern. I'm a former associate deputy attorney general at the U.S. Department of Justice.
Yes.
And we need to get back to that tradition of faithfully enforcing the law. It's why I have pledged on day one in office that I will rescind every single illegal and unconstitutional executive action taken by Barack Obama, and that I will also direct the U.S. Department of Justice to open an investigation into Planned Parenthood and to prosecute any and all criminal violations, because the administration of justice should be blind to party or ideology. The only fidelity should be to the laws and the Constitution of the United States.
And I want to circle back just on the last point, which the Hillary Clinton private server email issue. You know, your colleague Senator Grassley suggested this week that if the Justice Department doesn't pursue charges against the former Secretary of State, that the FBI will probably start leaking information about it. He's suggesting that he believes there's enough there for prosecution. So I just want to be clear. If this Justice Department under Loretta Lynch does not pursue any charges against Hillary Clinton, when you're president, your attorney general will?
Well, we will follow the law and enforce the law. It's not going to be a partisan directive on either direction. It's going to be follow the law. And if individuals have broken the criminal laws and if the evidence is there, they should be prosecuted. And that's how the Department of Justice has proceeded for a long time. You know, you mentioned the IRS scandal. I have repeatedly asked both Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch if they would appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the IRS, because it's now been a couple of years since it was publicly reported that the IRS was targeting those perceived to be the political enemies of this president. The day that scandal broke, President Obama said he was outraged. He said he was angry. He said the American people have a right to be angry. And yet in the years that have followed, we've learned nobody's been indicted. And the Department of Justice put in charge of the investigation a partisan Democrat who's given over $6,000 to President Obama and the Democratic Party. That is wrong.
Yep.
You know, as I asked the Attorney General, would you trust John Mitchell to investigate Richard Nixon?
I doubt Hillary Clinton would, for that matter, yes.
That's exactly right. We need to get back to the rule of law.
Let's turn to Commander-in-Chief Ted Cruz.
Yep.
As you know, the president sent 250 special forces to Syria to fight against ISIS. I wonder, first of all, your immediate reaction to that, because I think it's still unclear from many Americans' minds who exactly we're fighting with over in Syria. As a senator, you know, this is part of your job to oversee this situation.
Sure.
Are you clear who our guys are fighting with over there?
Well, unfortunately, President Obama and this administration, they have no strategy. They have no clear directive. We have seen over the last 7 years of the Obama-Clinton foreign policy that every region of the world has gotten worse. We've abandoned our friends and allies, and we show weakness and appeasement to our enemies. Let's take the nation of Israel. This is the most anti-Israel administration we have ever seen. That is going to change if I'm elected president. You know, there's a stark difference on Israel between me and Donald Trump. Donald Trump has said that if he were president, he would be neutral between Israel and the Palestinians. As president, I will not be neutral. America will stand unapologetically with Israel. And, you know, if you can't tell the difference between our friends and our enemies, if Donald Trump can't tell the difference between Israel and Islamic terrorists who want to kill us, that raises real questions about his fitness and judgment to be commander-in-chief.
One other commander-in-chief question, if I could. As you know, here in WMAL, we have a lot of active duty military listening in the Virginia area, Maryland area. Whenever we have issues about our troops overseas right now in Afghanistan and Iraq under Barack Obama, they always bring up the rules of engagement. I know that you've studied this. What will rules of engagement be like for our troops right now overseas under President Ted Cruz?
It is one of the most shameful things of the past 7 years, is this president sending our fighting men and women into combat with rules of engagement so strict that their arms are effectively tied behind their backs, that they cannot fight, they cannot win, they cannot defeat the enemy. That is wrong, and it's immoral. And that is going to end in January 2017. America has always been reluctant to engage in military force. We are slow to anger. We believe in peace through strength. But if and when military force is necessary, we should use overwhelming force. We should kill the enemy, and then we should get the heck out. And over the last 7 years, we've seen our military weakened and readiness degraded. We are going to turn that around, just like Ronald Reagan cut taxes, lifted regulations. The economy took off, and he used the trillions that generated to rebuild the military. I'm going to do the exact same thing to defeat radical Islamic terrorism. We're going to repeal Obamacare, pass a flat tax, rein in the regulations. That's going to generate millions of new jobs, small businesses growing, wages rising. That'll generate trillions in new revenue, and we are going to use that revenue to rebuild our military so that it remains the mightiest fighting force on the face of the planet.
All right, Senator Cruz stays with us for one more segment. In just a moment, we're going to talk about the state of the Republican Party and the race right now leading up to a potentially contested convention. Traffic and weather coming up next.